Now, speaking of the terrible oil spill in the Gulf, have you seen the photo ops where Obama shows up in his dress pants, his fancy shoes, rolls up his sleeves and kneels down on the sand and points towards the oil? Well, and then does a press conference about how he's been involved since day one, and anyone can contact him directly if they're not getting what they want. It's an interesting story on Bloomberg that the BP chief executive officer, Tony Hayward, says that he's never spoken directly to President Obama since the Deepwater Horizon rig exploded on April 20th. He says there's no need for that, he told the British Broadcasting Corporation. I have spoken to his key lieutenants. BP said the Obama administration are working hand-in-hand to resolve the spill. Hayward said he wouldn't quit because the oil spill, and that BP has the financial strength to pay for the cleanup and remain independent. So Obama and the guy in charge of BP say they don't need to talk to each other. They'll talk to each other's lieutenants. The guy from BP says, I'm not quitting because we can pay for the cleanup. But the problem is, every time you look at the story, there's more and more oil pouring all over the place, and I'm not sure how much has really been cleaned up. So Obama's got it under control, and so does the guy from BP. And if you believe that, I've got some swampland for sale in Florida that you may be interested in. I'm Dana Pretzer, suffering from a bit of a cold. That's today's commentary.